So that's a national park. What about visiting the site of a battle of the Hawaiian Civil War or the French and Indian War? Hundreds of thousands of people every year visit famous battlefields. Earlier this summer, the National Park Service awarded more than $1 million in grants to research and protect lesser-known battlefields, including the 19th century Rogue River Indian War. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network reports.
The Rogue River Indian War started with an uprising of natives against miners and other settlers in southwest Oregon in the mid-1850s. There were massacres, reprisals, pitched battles, and a final forced expulsion of tribes from their homelands to distant reservations. Looking back, two things stand out. Artifacts from the mostly forgotten battles lie just beneath the surface. So, too, human interest in the conflict by descendants and neighbors. A team organized by Southern Oregon University just wrapped up a month-long excavation of two sites near Gold Beach on the Oregon coast.
Ooh! There's the burn.
One site is a former homestead where a family of German immigrants were slain or taken hostage by tribal warriors. A few miles away, archaeologists led by Professor Mark Tveskov uncovered the foundations of a crude earthen fort. Here, native forces laid siege to more than 100 settlers and miners for a month until the U.S. Army arrived.
You can see things that you don't see just from the written word, like the desperation of the people in Miner's Fort is not captured in any pioneer memoir, where they crafted a kind of heroic picture of what happened. And here we could see them cowering in a cabin, being rained on by musket balls, burning their wagons and whaleboats to the last piece of hardware, you know, and that's a material record.
The investigators say they were surprised by how many artifacts they found in this pasture. Project archaeologist Chelsea Rose shows me one of her favorites, a broken chunk of imitation-cut crystal.
I love these because they're absolutely impractical. They're heavy, they're bulky, they're breakable, they're everything you wouldn't think you'd want inside this fort.
But Rose says she can relate to the unknown frontier family who, in their moment of desperation, chose to flee with a cherished leaded glass bowl.
We live in an area that's high fire, so I've had to evacuate twice for fire. And what did I bring? Basically the equivalent of this, like photo albums, paintings, you know, nothing practical.
While the archaeologists and summer field school students work, they receive a steady trickle of visitors bearing questions, stories, or artifacts collected long ago. The cultural resources director for the Siletz tribe visited several times. Robert Kenta says for tribal folks, the history of the Indian War is not that old. His grandmother's father lived through it.
That's very fresh in our family stories, you know, how he, by some miracle, was able to survive the wars as an orphan boy, spending that last winter in a kind of hollowed-out sugar pine snag, you know, just scraping, getting by.
Kenta says it's difficult to be reminded of all the suffering people went through on both sides, but he and other tribal visitors came to support the excavation.
It's part of that reconciling of the past with where we're at today and understanding what your family has been through and your whole community has been through. And in some ways, it can help you navigate towards a healthier future.
It's these kinds of reactions that motivate archaeologists Tveskov and Rose.
Everything we do as archaeologists, we're always trying to get back to the people. All these artifacts, you know, they're fun to look at, but really they're a means to an end, and that's to tell us the human story.
Last month, the National Park Service awarded Southern Oregon University nearly $100,000 to survey several more Rogue River Indian War sites and then seek a National Register of Historic Places nomination. Tveskov hopes this eventually raises the profile of the battlefields and leads to better conservation and interpretation. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi near Gold Beach, Oregon.